Yeah, in the G7 sharp 9 there's also a B, you're absolutely right. But the in the book that they're considering the dab B resolves up a half step to C.
Okay.
And as well as that, the B flat resolves to B. So it's all half step resolution, which is good. Like it's the most tension, like that's how the tritone, why the tritone is so effective, because it's resolving by half steps.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Good point. Number four is the 11s. It adds color to minor seven chords, acts as a more modern seven sus four chord where the third is present. Let's just talk about both of those examples. C minor 11 is where the F gets added. I'm going to give you several voicings here. A regular C minor is X, 3, 5, 3, 4, 5. Please play it. That's X, 3, 5, 3, 4, 5. Regular C minor 7 bar chord at the 3rd fret. Yep, that's right. And if you notice that the 4th string is G, that's the 5th of the chord. Like Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars, right? That's the 5th. If we bring it down a whole step, that's a 4. And now you got X, 3, 3, 3, 4, 3. It's a very easy C minor 11. And all we did was take the 5 down to 4, which is totally fine. You got another 5 up here anyway. So you don't even miss that interval. Another one I like is when you put the 11 on top. I use this one a lot. So it says X, 3, X, 3, 4, 1. That's X, 3, X, 3, 4, 1. You've seen that before? Okay, you grabbed it right away. From bottom to top, do it with fingers 2 and then 3. Two and then, yeah, because you're gonna need. Then pinky goes next on fret 4, and then finger 1 gets fret 1 all the way down here. It's a very open sounding minor 11 because the 11's on top. Whereas this one, it's fine, but it's more obscured. It doesn't stick out as much. This one kind of just uplifts stuff. So if you're looking for a hip easy variation on your, you guys have learned C minor 9. The C minor 11 was in the packet earlier in the earlier class, but that's a hip one. Two other voicings, and I'll let you, well, almost let you go. I got one more point to make about the 11. Another 11 chord is 8x886x. That's 8x886x.
Is that like a half diminished?
Nope. It looks like half diminished. If you brought it up one fret, that would be C half diminished. Very good. I'm glad you noticed that. So, yeah, C minor 11. It's actually the exact same voicing as this, the one you just had, but it's on a different string set. So good. So I wish we had time to vamp out, but like, let's just play a C minor 11, either of those voicings. If we had an extended C minor, 2, 3, 4, like. It sounds very big and open. This is what, like, the guy from The Police always did. He added 11s and susses all over the place, Andy Summers. So it has that kind of, like, it has that Walking on the Moon. I don't know if you know that song. If not, you need to listen to it on the way home. The Police, Walking on the Moon. Like, you recognize it? Like, now, I don't know if that's the right voicing or not, but it certainly sounds, like, similar. I don't think it was the minor 9, minor 11 with the 9. I think it was just 11. All right, the last thing is with point 4 is it can act as a more modern sus 4 chord where the third is present. Now, earlier we were talking about C7 sus 4. We weren't in the key of C necessarily, but C7 sus 4 is 1, 4, 5, flat 7. And one of the voicings we gave you was like X 3 5 3 6 X. That's X 3 5 3 6. I'll wait till everybody gets it. Okay, you got that? Alright. So in more modern harmony, this is off the deep end. You guys might not need this part, but we're on the topic, so I'm doing it. Modern harmony says you can still have the third, Like traditional harmony says a sus chord is a 1-4-5-7. Modern harmony says, yeah, you could stick the third in. So now it's 1-3-4-5-7, but it's really 1-3-5-7-11. And that's why we call it C11. And you could add the 9 too. So like a C11 chord, if you look at the thing, it says C, E, G, B flat, D, F. If you did put that in numbers, it'd be 1-3-5-7-9-11. And that's why it's just called 11. I have a whole article on 11 chords on Ultimate Guitar if you want to see it. But what would be an example where the F and the E are present? Now, if you put the F in on top and the E in the bass, like over a C chord, like it really doesn't sound nice. Like that's very bad. It's just not nice. But if you did this, like XX3330. Now, I'm gonna be the bass player and play like a C, a low C. So on 3-1-2-3. Yeah, just let that ring. 3-4. I think that sounds amazing. You know? So another voicing of that could be like I don't know if you like this stretch, but it's X 10-10-9-6-X. That's X 10-10-9-6-X. Good luck with the stretch. Nice, Chad. So if you're looking for something sort of very pretty and still it has like that floaty quality from the, you know. So let's hear it again, like 2-3-4. Yeah. A famous example of that type of chord, of like that type of 11. There's a song from Pink Floyd, which I can't remember. It's like, actually, the Indigo Girls, Closer to Fine has it too, like, right? And then you have, so there's it's an add 11. It's 1-3-5, and then you add 11. It's got that, it has that floaty sound. It doesn't mean that you can't have the third and the four in the same chord. It just means you have to be mindful of how you voice it and everything. That's plenty for one day, you guys. Great job.